If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
The book is called Saving Each Other, A Mystery Illness, A Search for a Cure, A Mother-Daughter Love Story. It's from Victoria Jackson. The publisher is Vanguard Publishing. And now back to Dr. Mike Royson.
Victoria, one of the stories in the book is in December 2011, when Allie came home for Christmas break and went to have an MRI, she kept me out of the loop initially. We were exceedingly grateful in any event that the combination of drugs, diet, exercise, vitamins, and birth control pills has helped her remain attack-free for over 13 months. What do you think did it of those things? Do you have any idea what's working or not working for her now?
Well, you know what? I think it's really, I guess in the beginning I felt it was my little mom cocktail, of course, mixed in with the immunosuppression drugs that they needed, you know, the steroids and Cellcept to suppress her immune system. But I really think diet plays a critical part in so much of all of these autoimmune conditions. I think I put her on a gluten-free diet and really made some significant changes. And I think it's all the little things you do from all the little buckets that add up. And I think that was a part of the recipe that has helped Allie immensely.
Now, she's playing, I don't hear the full update on the book, but she's now at college and playing tennis. Is that correct?
Yep. She's in college. She's doing really well. You know, she is a very sort of type A, I call her type A Allie personality, but she's doing so much and, you know, not letting this in any way define her. As she says, you know, I may have NMO, but NMO doesn't have me. And that's what's so extraordinary going through the book and even writing this book with her. We wrote the book separately, so I really didn't know what Allie was writing, and Allie didn't know what I was writing. It wasn't till the end that they folded our pages together that the tapestry really came together as the real love story that it is, but also how people deal with situations differently. And she really, I mean, I think I'm a good writer, but she's an incredible writer, and the book is very raw and very real.
I think you both are great writers. As someone who appreciates this, her writing is interspersed in italics in the book for the readers. And as I said, this is a great book. It is called Saving Each Other. Let me go and ask you a question that came to me as I was reading this. And Allie had a cat. I'm allergic to cats, so I've stayed away from cats, and so maybe that's a sensitivity of mine. But she had a cat, and if you look at the time course of her illness, it looks like she got better after the cat died. And the cat lived, I guess, for 10 years under her bed. And I was wondering, did you have any thoughts that the allergy to the cat, an autoimmunity stimulated by cat dander or cat protein, might have been the trigger, and that when the cat went away, that she was getting better relating to that?
You know, I don't think so. And the cat lived in her room, but not just under the bed. I don't want people to think, oh my goodness, they put the cat under the bed. But no, I do think I'd heard a lot of different things, and even a woman who said maybe the cat Scooby was a little Scottish Fold cat that Allie was so close to, sort of sacrificed herself so that Allie would get better because it was so unexpected. I don't really know, and I don't know that I would make the link myself from the cat to her autoimmune condition. I really do think it was just really having to make lifestyle changes and, of course, getting the right medical care. And in our case, we were able to get the diagnosis early on that we could intervene and, you know, do the things that we needed to do that so many people don't get a chance to do. And I should mention that the doctor who diagnosed Allie with NMO had never on the slip when he was ordering all the different blood tests had never checked that box before. And still to this day, he says, you know, I don't know what made me check that box for Allie. So it was, I think there were definitely a lot of forces at work here.
Some of the forces at work you talk about in the different roles your husband and you had in, if you will, managing this and forming the foundation and getting this together. And it sounds like you are still incredibly, have put an enormous amount of effort into the Guthrie Jackson Foundation. And I'll mention that website. It's GuthrieJacksonFoundation.org. But how much of your working time is now spent on the foundation?
Well, it was decided early on that, as I said, this was going to be my new life work and my mission, and I won't stop till I find a cure, and I will actually find a cure, and I've made great strides. But it was early on decided that my husband would be the funder, and I would be the finder, and we're fortunate enough that Guthrie Ranker, we own Proactive. So I always say a lot of people with acne are helping us find a cure for NMO. And so it's full-time. We fund the foundation, you know, primarily it's all of our funds. People do make some donations, and they're welcome. But, you know, we're $20 million in plus is all of our funding. And we fund institutions all around the world, of which I manage that with full collaboration amongst all the different institutions. So it's really, you can't cure a disease in a part-time way. It's a full-time job. But, you know, it's for my child. And at some point, Allie said, you know, Mom, this really isn't just about you and I anymore. It's about everybody with NMO. And so she never really volunteered to be the poster child for this condition, but we really have taken it on and taken on everybody who has it. And I'm not going to stop until I find the cure.
I should say one of the interesting things is, although she was told, I think six years ago, that she had 4 years to function and live. Typically, she is, as far as you can tell, living without the plaques anymore.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, and we'll, it's unfortunate we're going to run out of time, but there's so many interesting things about how you have organized this and how you can use this as a model for helping other people with what we call orphan diseases. And orphan diseases are rare diseases. But I just do want to tell people, read Saving Each Other. It's a great book, a great gift to give anyone who has a disease, a great gift to give anyone who doesn't have a disease. Just a wonderful book of hope. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Royson, stay with us. Hour number two is coming up. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slip. flipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1, OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com.